I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome into the Upstate Pulse. Lonzo and Chris here on a beautiful Saturday night. Yes, I can say again, it's beautiful. It's hot out. But you know what? I don't know if you knew this, Chris. It's August.
It is indeed August. I was aware. You know, in fact, as soon as I stepped outside, I was like, yep, that's August.
You know what happens in August?
It's hot.
It gets hot, right. So, and I know I've...
Frankly, it gets hot in July.
Well, it does. And I'm seeing a lot of posts out there, I wish autumn would get here. I wish... Stop it. Enjoy the heat while it's there. I mean, the seasons shall change, unless because 2020 it doesn't. I mean, it is a possibility. We might be in the endless summer. It could be. All that global warming stuff might be true. Who knows?
I bet it's going to get cold again.
I bet
I'm going to hate it when it does.
Yeah, same here. But cold here is not as bad as cold back where I'm from. So I'm all right with it. As long as, I mean, let's face it, the way we're going around here, we could build tents in here and it wouldn't matter because, you know, places to get warm. I don't know how it is where you work. By the way, welcome to the Upstate Pulse. Lonzo and Chris here on a Saturday night, as I said. And if this is the first time you've tuned into this program, we're just completely shocked because we've been here 4.5 years. And, you know.
What's your deal?
Yeah, well, maybe you're driving through on your way to the world's
largest
yard
sale. Maybe you're new to the area.
Could be. So let me explain to you what we do here. We don't do politics. Every once in a while, we might slip up and accidentally do it. But we do not do politics because you get plenty of that during the week with Tara and Vince and Rush and Bob and everybody else. So
even Clyde Lewis got accused of being political the other night.
Did he really?
Yeah, I don't know if you heard that.
So you need a little bit of a break, and that's what we're here for. We talk about pop culture, we talk about movies, we talk about video games, we talk about a bunch of weird stories, and we just have fun on a Saturday night. So if you want to be a part of the show, the text line is 71307. Also, you can check us out live on Facebook on the 106.3 WRD Facebook page and the Upstate Pulse Facebook page, which we've been getting some more looks lately at the Upstate Pulse Facebook page.
And, which we appreciate.
And I don't apologize. I need to do a better job of it. I've just been really busy lately and haven't posted as much as I normally do. But I will remedy that in the future. At least I plan to.
We have a shout out on the text line, 71307, to Kid Flaccid and Absentia. And I have to take this opportunity to mention to the Flaccid Army, yes, I know you're still out there. Because I saw several instances this week, people texting the word flaccid to 71307 during the week, as you're supposed to. The message has not changed, and I think it's an important one. I refuse to change it until King Flaccid is back in his throne here in the studio. But it's an important one because it's still a secret.
You know what you need to do? All you members of the Flaccid Army, pray for rain on Saturday night.
Yeah, there
I mean,
you
that's,
go.
That's what you got to do. Or more like Saturday afternoon through evening so that there's no chance of rain letting up. It's torrential.
And do you think that would do it?
Absolutely, I believe that would do it.
Okay.
Yes. So possibly a rain dance.
Because
if you know
King
how to
Flaccid
do it.
Does have a queen now.
He does. But it's been a while since we've seen him. And he does still exist. I know. He exists.
Oh, I believe he exists.
And we're glad that he's still out there. I kind of miss him a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just a little bit.
So thank you for your thoughts to King Flaccid in absentia.
I'm sure that he appreciates it. Okay, on today's show, we are going to be talking more about the movie theater thing because it has gotten even more interesting over this week. And we may or may not be upset about what's going on. Also, an oops involving a wrestler, but I'm guessing Chris hasn't heard about it, but he might have. There's a confession involved that might involve
maybe
something
I didn't
that
hear about
get,
that one.
Get into big trouble about. Also,
I heard about The Rock buying the XFL.
No, that's not it. That, okay. That would some might consider that an oops.
That's the,
some might. So we got a ton of video games to talk about and Nerd Roundtable. And of course, as Chris said, give us a text 71307. And I hate to be, you know, I had that dream last night. And when I have a certain dream, I get reflective on my career. I don't know if there's a dream that does that for you, Chris, but I dreamt of Russ all night last night.
Really?
Yeah. And it wasn't a, oh man, why am I dreaming about Russ? You know, it was every time I would turn around, I would go to sleep. I'd wake back up. I'd go in and he'd be around the corner just giving me that look. And it's just like, okay, what did I do now? I just, you know.
Did I tell you about the dream that I had about Russ? This was a while ago. This is probably.
I don't know if you did or not, but I'm willing to hear it again if you did.
It was basically just a kind of an ordinary dream, but I saw Russ in walking along the street or something. And I realized, I was like, hey, wait a minute. You're supposed to be dead. and I didn't catch up to him, but I followed him and he was walking away. And I think he knew I was there. And I eventually followed him like through a field or something. And he had holed up somewhere. Like he had, I don't know. I don't want to say faked his own death because that's going to start too many conspiracy theories. But it turned out that he wasn't dead and he was just living in sort of seclusion. And he was like, well, you found me now. And we just kind of sat down and had a conversation. It was very surreal because I had that thought in my mind as I was dreaming. Hey, wait a minute. aren't you supposed to be dead?
Well, I've noticed a pattern. It's if I have a struggling week in radio or if I have a pretty good week in radio, that's when I have the dream.
Yeah.
So I don't get too full of yourself. It's either that or good job.
Yeah.
You know, one or the other.
Check it, Reitzel.
And in this case, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
Because it was a mixed week.
Yes.
So
it was a mixed bag this week.
There were some things.
It's been a mixed bag this year.
There were some things I did that he would be very proud of and some things that he would look at me and go, why'd you do that? So that's why it was a mixed week. But I started reflecting on my career. I mean, just thinking of all this cool stuff that I've got to do. And I think part of it is you get in situations, and I know Chris has been in this situation too, where some people belittle you in some way and try to make it look like your career is lesser than theirs. And when you start,
which is unnecessary.
When you start pointing out all the things you've done, not being bragging, but the fact that you've done all these things. And you know what? I can't help it that I've been in radio longer than someone else has, you know, and hopefully I will continue to be that. But anyway, I've had a wonderful career, and I don't plan on ending it anytime soon. There's nothing like that. It's just weird every time I have a dream about Russ. All right, something came out. Chris and I talked about this in the Nerd Office earlier this week. Mulan, what they're going to do with Mulan, instead of releasing it in the theater, they are going to, you're going to have to pay $30 to watch Mulan video on demand only on Disney Plus. Now, here's the
that's above and beyond your subscription.
Now, here's the positive of it, if you want to consider it a positive. Once you buy it, as long as you have a Disney subscription, you have the movie. Now, some people are not taking this too well, including a theater owner who it's gone viral.
Yeah.
If you want to check it out, this dude takes a bat to the Mulan sign, a theater owner, because he was counting on that money
absolutely
coming in.
This is one of the big movies of the summer. This was supposed to be a huge moneymaker, and theaters, frankly, were counting on this. Not just this title, but others like it, but especially this title, because with everything that's been going on, with as long as theaters have been closed, they were counting on big-budget movies like this coming back and bringing audiences back to theaters so that they can have some semblance of hoping to, you know, salvage this year.
And if you recall, when this all started, this was one of the things that I thought would happen, is that it could possibly go to video on demand. Did I expect it to be this much money? No. And let's talk about the price point a little bit. Now, if you were willing to pay for this and you wanted to see Mulan, I started thinking about it, and it's, for me, it's not really that bad. At first I was mad, but it's not really that bad if there are, you know, I've got myself, my wife, my son, my daughter, and my granddaughter. If we all went, although yeah. she's two, I think you still don't have to pay for
it probably depends on the theater.
Yeah. But let's say we did. That's a family of five paying the normal price to go see a movie, which I think is like 12, 13, 15 bucks. I don't know, something like that. So we would save money by staying at home and buying it on demand. And I had already planned yes. to, and I still plan to buy Bill and Ted, which comes out August 28th, on demand. And I have no idea how much it costs, but I had planned on doing that. But Mulan, probably going to do the same because it's going to save me money. But if you're someone who is hitting that matinee because you don't really have a lot of money and you're trying to, in the end, aren't you still saving money? As long as you're not buying a single ticket. Because if you go there and you buy popcorn and you buy a drink and everything, you're spending that much money, or actually you're spending a lot more than likely.
Even at matinee prices, I would expect you to need at least three people watching this movie together to offset the cost of what it would cost you to get a ticket. I don't really understand this. This seems like an experiment
yes.
to me. This seems like Disney saying, hey, what if we push the envelope on something? Let's see how this works. Here's a perfect opportunity to try it. We don't know whether it's going to work or not. I personally don't like this decision, especially I don't like not having a rental option. Because if they had something that was like, you know, get it for a week for $10, then at least you can see the movie. You don't have to own it, because here's what's going to happen. Eventually, this movie is going to be available for free just through Disney Plus streaming with your regular account membership. Eventually, that's going to happen. But when that happens, all of the people who bought it just wasted their money.
What if it doesn't, though?
How could it not?
Well, they're sitting,
how could that be the only movie that Disney has that's not available free?
It may not be, because if this works, then the next movie they do, they may do the same thing. What if this is the only way that you can do this for like 5 years or something like that?
I do not expect that to be the case at all.
I don't either.
I don't expect it to be a year. Within a year, this time next year. When does it drop?
September 3rd, I believe. I already put it.
By September 3rd, 2021, it will be available for free on Disney Plus.
I get the argument. If what do you think? Text line 71307. Buy it or not buy it. What are you going to do? I mean, especially if you
wait.
Have kids.
I'm gonna stew about it while I wait, but I'm gonna wait.
Well, more than likely, we're gonna buy it
because here's the thing.
Like I said, we're gonna save money by doing it, and I get where
and that's
other
fair.
People wouldn't.
My children are not old enough that they are going to be anticipating movies like this,
right?
And waiting and really eager for them to come out. What I'm going to do is if I want them to see Mulan, I'm just going to put on the original animated Mulan, because it's already a great movie. It's an excellent movie.
And see, I've watched a little bit of Dumbo. I think that's the only live action remake that I've seen. I haven't watched any of the other ones because I wasn't really interested. If I really liked the animated version, I don't see, and for the most part, from what I've heard, the live action isn't that much different plot line wise and everything.
Well, I saw the live action Aladdin, and to begin with, and we've talked about this before, I think, but to begin with, the original Aladdin, the animated Aladdin, is such a high bar to cross that you are unlikely to even meet it with a live action version. Second of all, Guy Ritchie needs to stick to directing adult movies. I don't know, mature movies?
Rated R movies.
Rated R movies. Well, they don't necessarily need to be rated R. They just need to be like movies for the adult audience.
That's different.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you for correcting me. Adult movies. The other connotation of that is not exactly what I meant.
Is a genre. All
things like Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Things like Snatch. That sort of stuff is what he needs to stick to doing, because that's what he's good at. And he was not good at Aladdin. It is not a very good movie. Unfortunately, I think part of the problem is that when you are going with a live cast, you have to have whoever you cast sing the songs. With animated, you have the luxury of using one voice actor. Not that they always do this, but you can use one voice actor for the dialogue and another voice actor for the music. And you can get away with that because the character on the screen always looks the same. If you do that in live action, it's not going to look right. And unfortunately, the woman that they cast as Jasmine in Aladdin, in the live action Aladdin, was very good. The guy they cast as Aladdin, not very good. Not a very good singer. His acting was fine. Singing did not hold a candle to Jasmine, and you need those two to be matched.
All right, if you have a comment on this, will you pay $30 for Mulan? Text line 71307. Another big movie coming out for Disney, for Marvel, is Black Widow. Something happened with that a couple days ago. We're going to get to that when we come back. And we also are going to talk about other things, things we're not going to tell you that we're going to talk about on the Facebook live feeds on 106.3 WRD and Upstate Pulse Facebook pages.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Upstate Pulse. Chris and Lonzo talking about live-action movies from Disney at the moment. Mulan is going to be going back to Disney+. Texter says, guys, I think we're going to wait. I imagine that's going to be the consensus. I'm not saying nobody is going to buy this thing, but it's going to have to be people who really, really want to see it and have the money to spend on it. Because, let's be honest, times are tight right now. And if you've already got a subscription to Disney Plus, there is plenty to watch on there. You are not hurting for content. And one extra movie for the price of 2 months is, I don't think that's going to make the difference to a lot of people. Texter says, Lonzo, Chris, it's another beautiful evening in Greer. Awesome so far. Just saying, thanks for checking in from Greer. We appreciate you listening. Anthony from Greer says, call me a purist, but I think there is something about going to the movies and seeing a movie on the big screen. I am not going to pay $30 for a movie to see it on my TV, especially when it will be available later on. Now, I should state, we don't know that it's going to be available later on. I will admit that is speculation on my part. Lonzo could be right. What if it stays pay to view forever? I don't think that's going to be the case, but we don't have an official announcement from Disney.
There is a way that could be the case, would be if theaters are gone and they're done.
Well, okay, but still, we don't have a statement from Disney saying eventually it will be available on the free side, the way that we have a statement from Disney saying we're going to release it for $30.
Right.
We don't have that part. That is speculation on my part, but I don't see any way that it doesn't eventually become free. I can't promise that. I'm betting that it won't last a year on the pay side, and I think that's going to irritate people who did pay for it, but I don't know.
You know, to the texter's point, and my wife also chimed in on Facebook, which you can see on 106.3 WRD and the Upstate Pulse Facebook pages. We are live as we are every weekend. She misses going to the theater. So do I. And the texter's right. You know, there's something about being in there with people for a scary movie or for some comedy, hearing all the laughter.
Right.
And my favorite part of a movie is when it's done and you really want to talk about it. And you have to wait till you get in the car.
That sort of anticipation.
If you have tact. Some people don't have that. I made it a rule teaching my kids as they grew up.
Wait
till you get to the car. Don't spoil it for everybody else that's passing you up heading into the theater. Don't spoil it for them. Don't spoil the excitement that you're feeling for them. So I do miss that. I absolutely do miss that. And what if we never get to experience that again? And I hate that we're speculating on that, but you can't look at what's going on and not at least consider it being a possibility.
Yeah, and the other thing is some movies deserve to be seen on the big screen like that. Not all of them. There's plenty that you can get away with watching them in your home on your
just
TV.
We just heard a Joker clip coming back in. You couldn't hear it on Facebook, but imagine only seeing that on the small screen. Man, that was so good in the theater.
And here's the other thing it's a point that I've made before, but I think it bears repeating, which is that the small screen is getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
True.
There is more in common these days with your home theater, between your home theater and a movie theater, than there ever used to be. I mean, back when we were still using CRTs in the 4x3 format, and there was a humongous difference between going to the theater and sitting and watching something at home, it absolutely made a difference. But now that you can get an 85-inch, effectively movie screen, 4K movie screen, or 8K movie screen, it becomes less and less worth it to go to the theater, in my opinion, just for the viewing experience. And if you've got a sound system to go along with that, absolutely. I mean, you can make it sound like a movie theater in your home, too.
All right.
That's why I'm saying movie theaters need to provide an experience that you can't get at home in order to draw people back.
Well,
the main thing is people.
I mean, really, that's what it comes down to. And with it open now, you're not going to have as many people. So it's already lessened.
And like I said, I would not mind a little more social distance in the movie theater. I would not mind those seats being a little bit further apart. You know, I just sometimes you get some kid kicking you in the back of the chair the entire time, or somebody two rows in front of you that's just talking out loud to his friend the entire time. That's the kind of stuff that ruins movies for me. And part of the reason that I don't miss theaters that much. There have been a few experiences where I got to see a movie all by myself in the theater, and those are few and far between. But like I said, a different experience. That's what's going to draw people back.
All right. You remember the other day when we were talking about this, I said I saw some headlines about the Black Widow doing the same thing. And I'd never clicked on it because I didn't have time, and I knew I'd look at it on the weekend when we'd actually get a chance to talk about it on the air. This is funny. Marvel fans were trolled on Twitter when a fake Disney Plus account announced that Black Widow was coming to the streaming service at the same price as Mulan.
Mm.
And it was a fake Twitter account that did it.
Well, you know, I mean, these are the kinds of trolls that you're going to find online. It wouldn't surprise me if Disney eventually makes a decision like that. I mean, they already made it for Mulan. It's a whole lot easier to make that decision again than to make it the first time. And if they don't, what are they going to do with that film?
Well, as of now,
I mean, why release Black Widow in the theaters but not Mulan?
As of now, Black Widow is scheduled to open November 6th still. So,
I mean, it's later, but everything's been pushed back. They could have pushed back Mulan again. The only reason I can think of is the difference in audience for those films. The audience is going to be different. The people that want to see Black Widow going to be a little bit different than the people that really want to see Mulan.
Well, that's true for the most part, but I kind of really want to see both.
I want to see both too.
But I want to see I want to see Black Widow more.
I want to see both too, but you know what? And this, now that I think of it, there could be a little bit of the McDonald's effect behind the decision to release Mulan for $30 online, is that kids will bug their parents to buy it for them. the same way that McDonald's marketed stuff to kids so that the kids would bug their parents to take them to McDonald's.
Now, the question is, on channels like Nickelodeon and other channels that are geared towards kids, is there already an oversaturation of Mulan commercials saying $30? So kids are already seeing when it's coming out and being able to start.
I don't think you put
the
price in the commercial. You don't do that.
Good point. Just say
you don't,
it's coming.
You don't tell the kids how much the Happy Meal costs. You just get them to annoy their parents until they shell out whatever the Happy Meal costs.
That is a great point. So I wonder, and maybe over the weekend a little bit more, maybe I'll peruse some of those channels, not because I like the content or anything, but I might peruse those channels and see if I see that. As of now, I don't believe I've seen any more Mulan trailers. I mean, they were out there for a while when it was still coming out in the theater, and
yeah,
I haven't seen any.
Now, I don't think I have either, and there could be more reasons than just that.
I haven't been watching regular TV too much, just watching some sporting events, and that's not something that's normally advertised during NBA basketball, but it should be because they're playing in Disney right now.
Texter says, I prefer home with my paid subscriptions on my 140-inch 4K projector. Yeah, that's a nice setup. That's basically a movie theater in your house.
That's a braggart right there.
Yes.
And Chris and I are wondering why we haven't been invited over.
If you got it, flaunt it. I mean,
but here's, if we wanted to, there's a room right down the hall where we could do that very thing.
And have done.
And have done. And not only does it have, is it that big or bigger? I don't know. It's pretty big.
It's something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's close anyway.
And if you crank that sound system up, I bet we could break the glass.
Yeah, it's got a nice sound system.
Now, if the glass gets broken, we had nothing to do with it.
Right.
I'm just saying, that glass is pretty thick. So, yeah, ain't nobody here anymore. So, yeah, we were having.
It would take them a week to realize that glass was broken.
Yeah. We have tried to and we have a little bit been able to go in there and watch it. I keep forgetting that it's in there, and we're just too busy with a lot of stuff going on. But yeah, we do have access to that. And we could throw Disney up there. We could throw it.
Absolutely.
There's also a Blu-ray player hooked to that. There's just about everything in there. So, and, it's like being in a theater. And no,
you sound like you're asking my permission.
No. I'm just speculating on what I should bring in there to watch. I mean, what have you
bring
not seen?
There's plenty that I haven't seen.
There's a couple movies you haven't seen, like Justice League. I think you still
I have not seen
that.
Justice League.
Yeah, we could
you're
bring
right.
Justice
I have
League
not
in
seen
there.
Justice League. And I wanted to.
And all those people who say what a horrible movie it is, well, you need to see it before the Snyder Cut comes out so you can compare it. So we got a year to take care of that.
Why not just wait for the Snyder Cut to come out and then just watch that?
Because then we can't compare it on the air, which we need to be able to
do.
Okay,
fair enough.
So, all right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got an oops that if you're a wrestling fan, you already know what it is, but Chris doesn't. So,
no idea.
I would say we're going to have fun with it, but it's kind of disturbing. You listen to the Upstate Pulse right here on 106.3 WORD. Continue live on the 106.3 and Upstate Pulse Facebook pages.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Whichever one you pick, Lonzo, you're wrong.
The power is in my finger.
That's right. Willow. I rewatched that because my wife had never seen it, and it is available for free on Disney Plus. Well, with subscription on Disney Plus.
Where there's still
they don't charge you extra for it.
There's still speculation that they will be doing a Willow series.
And, oh, man.
I hope so.
That'd be fantastic. I would love to see that. It's such a great movie. It's which is not to say it isn't without its faults, but I remember as a kid loving that movie, and I watched it again, and it made me just as happy.
All right. Before we hit Oops, we had a text.
Oh, text. Somebody is speculating about the story that you have regarding wrestlers. Their grammar has broken down here. I'm going to try and read it. I know of indie wrestlers are being accused of abuse, but I haven't heard anything about WWE or AEW wrestlers.
Well, this is a past WWE star. Let's just go ahead and get to it.
Okay, well then, yeah.
All right, if you're an old school wrestling fan, and, you know, there's not too many places where I can talk about this. I actually did.
Facebook has gone down.
Okay.
Your computer crashed.
I actually did get to talk about this on our buddy Rob Brown's show last week on ESPN Upstate. You can check out Rob 12-3.
Yep.
Check it out. It's a good show. Rob has a lot of fun, and it's not just all sports.
ESPN Upstate. What are the frequencies over there?
97.1 and 97.7.
Or on radio.com.
Yeah, that too. All right, so Marty Jannetty. So Marty Jannetty had a breakup with a girl. And so he posted on Facebook that, you know, you can't affect me the way I decided a long time ago when someone affected me emotionally and I ended them. So, So he admitted to murder.
Poor choice of words.
No. He admitted to murder on Facebook. So later on, he explained, he expounded, and he shouldn't have. If I couldn't have handled myself, that dude would have raped me, is what he said. So what happened was he was 13 and he was working at a bowling alley. And he was trying to buy weed from a guy, and the guy worked at the bowling alley. He took him out into his car where he gave him the weed, and then he decided to start fondling him. So Marty supposedly got out of the car, ran around behind the bowling alley. The pedophile chased him. Marty found a brick, and he says he was just trying to make him stop, and it went too far. And in the tweet, he had said something. If you want to find him, you need to check the Chattahoochee. So, in other words, killed him, threw him in the river. And so here's what he said. He jumped out of the car and he came around, grabbed me by my hair. When he grabbed me by the hair, I couldn't get away. He alleged that the man was 6 foot tall. Dragged him behind a bowling alley where he attempted to pull down his shorts and rape him. If I couldn't have handled myself, that dude would have raped me, he said. When he asked to clarify that statement, he responded, I probably don't need to say this, but there was a brick laying there. It was the right thing to do in the moment. I didn't know how to handle that. I ain't never tried to be raped before. I was scared. I won't lie. And in the Facebook post, Jannetty claimed that after bludgeoning him, he made his attacker disappear, saying it was the first time he had ever done such a thing.
The first time?
They never found him. They should have looked in the Chattahoochee River. So,
Several things occur to me. First of all, the moral of the story seems to be don't do drugs.
Yes,
kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is a great point. But if you do something as stupid as this, and he's 60, this happened when he's 13, a woman broke his heart, and he admits it on social media now. Okay, when that I don't have cheese with me happened to me, that hurt me, man. I was upset, dragging him to the river and throwing him in, and finding out on the news this guy is missing. That affected me bad, bro. It hurt me, and I made my mind up that day. No one would ever hurt me again. And then later on, I'm not saying he died. No other kids had to worry about him now. So, listen, a lot of the oops we do are kind of funny. This is not really funny.
No, it's not funny.
And so,
so what's the oops here that he admitted it on social media?
Well,
I guess
no,
take that secret to your grave.
Yeah,
or?
So I guess the oops is what you said. Don't buy.
Don't
stay away
from
drugs, kids. I mean, yeah. All right. So, the Georgia police have been contacted and they're looking into it. We're trying to reach out to people who may have been here during that time frame or know something about someone missing during that time frame to give us some insight. Dent Fitzpatrick was her name, said detectives will be focusing on the years 1973, 74, and 75. It is going to be very daunting, she said. We just need some time, and a lot of people are helping. People have reached out to the former wrestler for comment. This was from People Magazine. People reached out.
People, yes.
People Magazine reached out, yes. And he had no more comments because he finally got smart and shut up.
Yeah.
So they're looking into
this. His PR agent was like, shut up.
So they're having to look through cold cases and all that kind of thing. So the question is, what happens if they can't find someone who's missing during that time period? Does he just
My understanding is that, yeah, my understanding, well, if you've listened to Tara, she actually used to cover stuff like this.
No crime scene, no crime, right?
Effectively, that's the case. That she used to cover these kinds of things, and she has said on a number of occasions, I don't think she's talked about it recently, but I've heard her say several times before, you'd be amazed at how many people get away with murder just because the police don't have enough evidence to arrest anybody. And one of the big pieces of evidence is a body. Like, if you can't find evidence that a person is actually dead, if they're only ever missing, it's difficult to charge somebody with their murder.
It's one of those.
Not that it can't be done, but it's much more difficult.
You know, I have Twitter up, and I have to do show prep for the show that I'm on Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 on ESPN Upstate, and so I have Twitter up, and you see something trending, and usually it's something stupid, but you click on it, and you know they tailor what's trending to you. They look at what you're looking at. So mine has wrestling and games and stuff like that, and I see him trending, and I'm like, what is this? And your first thought when you see anybody's name is COVID. That's the first thing you think.
Yeah, these days.
And then I look, is like, admits to murder. I was like, okay, that's not what I was expecting. And still. And then my first thought was, okay, he got upset because his girl was leaving him. He's a wrestler, which is an actor.
Yes.
That's what wrestlers are. He just made this whole thing up. And we still don't know that he didn't make this whole thing up. We don't know that.
That's true, which again is why the police need evidence to arrest somebody for a potential murder.
If they can't find a missing person and all that kind of stuff, can he be arrested for when all he did was he made an admission on social media? I
don't see how.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's not a confession that actually means anything. It wasn't a formal confession the way that police would normally look for. It wasn't a confession in court, for example.
Yeah.
You know, you make a confession like that in front of a judge, the judge is going to take you seriously. It's somebody saying something on social media or wherever he said it or in an interview or whatever it was.
It was either Twitter or Facebook.
But that's the point. He's kind of talking. You're absolutely right. He could be lying. He could be making it up. Without some evidence, some hard evidence, then yeah, it's likely that nothing's going to happen to him. I mean, there'll be a lot of speculation about it, but people may change their opinions of him, but I doubt the police are going to do anything.
Still, and I'm not...
I also don't think this is necessarily an admission for murder, because any defense attorney worth his salt would be able to make that a self-defense case.
You're right. All right, you're listening to Upstate Pulse right here on 106.3 WORD. Welcome back to the Upstate Pulse, Alonzo and Chris. Sorry about the Facebook feed. I was seconds away from having it back.
Do I need to click something for you?
All you got to do is hit go live, I believe. And we will be back on Facebook. So text line 71307. Couple other things to get to. We're going to get to video games and Nerd Roundtable in the next hour. Did you click go live?
I did click go live. It asked me for a title, but I just skipped that part.
All right, so we are back.
So we should be back live on Facebook.
Back on Facebook,
Hello, Facebook.
Just on the 106.3. I'll get it back on Upstate Pulse here in a minute. So Krispy Kreme is doing something really cool, Chris.
Oh, really? They always do. They make donuts.
How
can that not be cool?
Free coffee and donuts for teachers next week.
Aw. So that's nice.
From August 10th through the 14th, Krispy Kreme is saying thanks with Educator Appreciation Week by offering one free original glazed donut and a regular size drip coffee to teachers who show a school employee badge in stores or at the drive-thru.
Nice. Well done, Krispy Kreme. Thank you.
Yes.
I mean, not that I'm a teacher, but thanks for doing that for people who are.
Hey, but we know some.
We do. Yeah. We do indeed.
You want to be a part of the show, text line 71307. All right, so I saw this. This is kind of crazy, but it's I'm not surprised. The National Park Service has made an amendment to its list of things to do in a bear attack. I don't know if you knew about this. Don't throw your slower friend in the bear's path to save your own skin.
What?
All right, the bizarre advice.
Why would you need to throw your slower friend in their path? You're already ahead of them. You're not going to stop and turn around and wait for them so that you can push them down.
Let's say that you're walking up a path and the bear appears in front of you. So you throw your slower friend down and then you run the opposite direction.
Well, again, why would you need to sacrifice your slower friend? The slower friend needs to sacrifice the faster friend because I don't have to outrun you. I don't have to outrun the bear. I just have to outrun you.
Well, there is that. The bizarre advice, which is turned up on the Park Service Facebook page, appears after such standard
Something happened.
Move away slowly and sideways and use your voice. It reads, do not push down a slower friend, even if you think the friendship has run its course.
This sounds like a hack.
This is on their Facebook page. Still is great.
Sounds like a hack.
The post ends with an equally bizarre comment. We apologize to any friends who were brought on a hike as the bait or were sacrificed to save the group.
This is a hack.
You will be missed.
This is a hack. Somebody that's some troll that got a hold of some account information somehow.
Or
either they used to be in charge of the social media accounts for National Park Service?
Or what it is an employee who's very clever.
Right.
And who went ahead and did
it. That's what I'm saying.
And will make it look like it got hacked, even though this guy or girl actually put that on
there. This is not actual advice from the... I mean, not that we're saying you should do this. Clearly, you shouldn't throw other people in the path of a charging bear.
It's very well written. I mean,
this sounds like... somebody playing a prank on the National Park Service.
I think it's real.
No.
And I think
you know what? Tara had this story during the week and she thought the same thing. This does not sound like actual advice. Either that or you know how sometimes you'll see like warnings on a box of matches or something like do not put lit matches up your nose or something like that. It's where you're like, why would that even occur to somebody? Something happened at some point and they got sued and now they have to write a warning on the box saying, don't do that. Don't stick your hand inside a running lawnmower or something like that.
Listen,
like,
some fat dude became bear food.
Yes, exactly.
And that's why they have to write
that. Absolutely. Now they have to write something on there about,
hey, it could have been a girl.
We're
equal opportunity here, whoever. Yeah, just throw them down, I guess. All right, video games and Nerd Roundtable coming up in the second hour. You are listening to the Upstate Pulse right here on 106.3 WORD. Continue live on 106.3 and Upstate Pulse Facebook pages.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.